This day 1711, the Aruch Shulchan Yom HaDeir Udui Chod Shemeshman, Simen Shin Samech Ches, Sif Aleph, the Simen Shin Samech Tes, Sif Zayin. Shin Samech Ches, Hamatzil O HaKoneh Milistim, somebody who saves or buys from a bandit. Of course, Rama Perik Vav Amatzim. We are listening. We saw somebody who saves from the hands of a Jewish bandit. Harela Shlo, they belong to him. They should stop a dove and his yoyes who buy them by default. We assume that the owner has given up hope. The other Shlo is the Ashu. If you know the owner has not given up hope, Chayev Lachos, you have to give back. Rama Amatzim. We are listening. Kuti, but somebody who saves from a non-Jewish bandit or Mochis Kuti or non-Jewish tax collector, Chayev Lachos, he has to give it back. Should stop a dove and Shlo is the Ashu buy them. We assume by default that the owner has not given up hope. And the Ashu, if they dig up a pope, Harela Shlo, they belong to the purchaser. Why do we say that by default, by a Jewish bandit, the owner gave a pope, and by default, by non-Jewish bandit, they did not give a pope? They should buy them, Shakuti, Marzim, Yara, Gazlan, Api, Shane, Shem, Adim. Because the owners know that in non-Jewish law, they restore objects which are in the hands of a thief, even though there are no witnesses. Abishin Shem Aim Shagaza, even though no witnesses that he stole, and Abrias Ulos, even with weak evidence, Omer Adas, and by circumstance, I should say, circumstantial evidence, of Omer Adas, and by the reckoning of the judges, Akanashano. Hatigura Beta Bezias, Shulchan Bezias brings it down. A fascinating idea, because our standards of evidence are based on are much higher than by non-Jewish courts, so therefore people give up much more readily because they don't have that evidence to present in a Jewish court. Pays Kosar Abed Ramadan, all right, the Stangan Eva Abi Yush Afil Bekutim. That is by a bandit, but by a default theft, it's Yush even by non Jew. Vinkan Akademi Aganav, Loyatsuk Lazir Gneva, so therefore, somebody purchased from a thief should not have to give back the stolen object. Not only can you deal with Shlo Yisayish unless we know that the owner has given up hope. Dokkana B'yev Shishin Rishus, because the purchaser acquires it because the original owner gave up hope. And now it's changing jurisdiction from the thief to the new owner. And the Yerushin Shishin Rishus constitute the acquisition by any theft, which is by Lel Simen Shin Nun Gimel Akan Lashona, has been clarified elsewhere. The Sigal Dvar, they complain against the Ramah. The least thing because the Ramah Mino Ganav. The bandit the Ramah is discussing is a thief. And if it's a non-Jewish thief, he doesn't give hope. With a Gaza, if it's a robber, an armed robber, I feel a Gaza, and he saw it, he says, even by a Jewish armed robber, there's no Yish. We explain to the door of Tzorkim that the Rama is correct. The Rama of the Tzur Sfilu is least in Haino Gazlan. The Rama of the Tzur hold that a bandit is a robber, not a thief. In that case, it's things between a Jew and a non-Jew. Have a begana, but by a thief, I feel a bakuti, even when it's a non-Jew, and he gives up hope, came to the meeting of a book because he doesn't know who the thief was, the sneak thief. Which we learned. So according to this, there is a ma'isa. There is a machlokas. The Rambam v'tur v'Rabbeinu Rama. According to Rambam v'tur the Rambam exactly yishchiluk ben Yisrael l'kuti by a robbery. There's a difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. Uvikneva and by theft. Time it abi yish itzol tziyush. Yilosh yedush tani tziyush. Unless we know they did not give up hope. According to what we learned, Rambam there's no set principle of this except when he's still safe from a bandit. According to the other Puskin, by a robbery, it's never Yush. So even if the robber is a Jew, by Gneva, there's a distinction. We still have a Yush, by a Jew, it is the Yush. And by a non Jew, there is no giving up hope. And the bracket says, "Zei skimo yam shel shloima v'ashach v'agrav v'achagos b'chayi v'beit Shmuel." They all agreed to that. So the opinion of the other poskim. Tal b'chozim medina. All this according to the letter of law of a pin minog, based on the kusakusar rabbi and amad the nagul haratzir kol kneiva. Kusak give back any theft. Ve'ein l'shozim minimig not deviate from the custom, which is by the same shinun vav. Ve'ein chilu b'zem in ganav v'gazon. There's no difference between a thief and a robber. B'chol yam makzir damav. In all cases, you pay back. the value of the gneva, and you can retain the gneva. Some of you buy stolen property, stolen real estate. And by tax collector, you have to get back. That is explained in the following simon, which is simon shin samachtes. Dina de machuso dino. The law of the land is law. Also, Hannes of Dover goes in as the right benefit from something which is stolen. Because of the two rights, also no shum don't really have gods by anything from a robber of us. I'll see you see other now to support him, usado, and sustain him. Shum don't any matter. Mishum maxi de over avera, because you're sustaining people violating the law. It's the same thing in terms of a thief. Now by a thief. You're not allowed to buy something which is stolen or robbed, and you're not allowed to help make a change in it. That was to effectuate a change in jurisdiction. Together with the Yeush. In other words, even though you know the original was a misyosh, and if you buy it, it's yours now. Because you're issuing a shush, you're not supposed to, you're not allowed to assist in that process. Anybody who does these things, etc., Maxi, similar things, Maxi, he sustains the hands of violators of the law. You also violate, leaving the evil, putting a stumbling block in front of a blind man. I can't show it because you're assisting the God of. It seems in what he's saying, the ain't also because of Rak Shia that shows a double guzzle. Sounds like the only prohibition is buying from something when you know that you're buying a stolen object. Even though the right benefit is also from all of his monetary possessions, which he's borrowed, like we will see. To buy is not such a benefit. Also to sustain him, it's only also in the thing which he stole. But according to Tur, you're not allowed to buy from them anything and help them in any way. Brackets, he says, when you're allowed to benefit from somebody who is known to be a dishonest person, a thief, he is, says there's a version from where you're allowed to buy from him. If he has a minority of property, which is his, at least a minority, permitted to do business with him, as we shall see. Somebody who takes lost stone takes objects from the robber before the owner gave up hope. Then it was have a sin shin amavav, shin uvav, has been determined. Beganav, the Ganav is saying the issue about Gazlan. The Lacham Megazan Shem was bought from a Gazlan who's not well known. Also, about Takan Sashuk, they made a Takan Sashuk. Even though it's before you, Shin Noto Dal Dummy Mina Nixal, you take money from the person from whom it was stolen. Majal Xen, you gave but give back the Xela. And the Nigzal then goes back and demands money from the Gazlan. I made a mistake earlier. I just realized in Shin Sam Chesiv Dalin, where I said the translate Enchli Ben Ganav Gazlan Chonyan Maxir Damav Noitel Shalom. That's that kind of shuk which you just mentioned. I said, you pay the nigzal, you keep that stolen object. It's not correct. It means that the nigzal pays you. That's what the Kanos HaShuk. Pays you and takes his own object. So the idea is, this Kanos HaShuk is a reference both back there, in Shin Samech Tes Dal, I translated wrong before, and over here, in Shin Samech Tes pays, and Sashuk is that again? Let me read again. The person who bought the stolen goods by accident gets money from the person from whom it was stolen. Masuk say gives back the robbed object. And the person whom it was stolen goes and demands the money he just paid from the robber. If you're a Gazan, first of all, if it's a famous Gazan, then you can't make use of the shuk. You have to get back to the owner below down without him paying you for eat by mayor Gazan, and he demands the money from the Gazan. I feel the Yosharim the Gazan before some also about the shuk, and even according to the Yosharim there, that who says that even by a renowned Gazan, they made the shuk, but renowned Ganav, they made the shuk, but Gazan made him. That's by a thief, because a thief, even though he's renowned, he's not so renowned. Does it because he does his stuff in secret. But Gazlan, by a robber, Moedim, they can see. They came to the Gadol, because the presidency robs in public. Lo Subat HaKadosh Shuk, there is no Takanas HaShuk. Chazak HaMar, Kol Mashanim Tzeb Yadol Gazlan, and the assumption is that anything which is in the hands of the Gazlan is stolen. They came in Nixon Togag, they also, since the person from whom was robbed is crying out that he was robbed, even the Gazan denies it, the Kogan Advarim, it's clear to us, said the person who has been robbed is telling the truth. Mashayim Ganav, as opposed to the Ganav, the thief, the Lab Shchichale, where a Ganav can't always find what to steal. I think that's what it means. Because it's in secret. Gazan doesn't care. He just goes and does it. But the Ganav, he needs opportunity. So therefore, the Nignav has been evidence that the Ganav took place. It's possible this specific object is not one of the ones which was taken by the thief. If you made the purchase after the Yoron Nekiv HaPop, and then you acquired by Hope, by the giving of a Pope, Fishin Rishus, and the Shin Rishus. Rabbaskin Davkin Shay Yush, Shekhar Makun Shay Rishus, the most Baskin Yush has to precede the change in ownership, the change in jurisdiction. The Rambam Zahn Yechid was there, there was no difference, it came first. They told Achzir Adam, according to him, you have to give back the money. Still give back, even though you can't keep the object. You have to pay for it. The Rova post commander can't claim most post. It's not the case. Even you know that it is stolen or robbed, even though you didn't have Vera in acquiring it. I in Shum. That also ends with the goals of our God. I feel like you're not allowed to write benefit of something which is robbed or stolen, even after you should include any coin. I'm sure it's, I think I should have said this earlier, but this Yush by itself is not a kinya, only with Shin Rishus. So the Yush comes from the Shom. But no, Shazenene, Eno Shin Rishus, the benefit you're derived from it is not until we change jurisdiction. It's still the guy belongs, still in the Gazan's jurisdiction. And the Gazan, since we saw us the other day, he came to his hand in a prohibitive way, he doesn't acquire it. Also, there's a prohibition to write benefit, even though you acquire it with a shinik, much as we shall say. Ketzad, how so? If you knew that another animal was stolen, or robbed, or you're not allowed to ride it, or chroshba, or plow with it, even the Ganav Gaza gave you permission. Because by the sweater, if the robber robbed a house, or feel also lavar b'toicha. Now to go through it of likaris ba and go into it. B'cham ne'acham and the sun on account of the sun. B'gshayim in the rain on account of the rain. B'indor ba if you do live in it. Chayv lahalos schar labayim. We have to pay a rent to the original owner. You must do a schar if it's made to be rented out. V'zeinemel gan mimkar lo akar. In this case, it doesn't help even if the owner of Gazan sells it to you. The karka in exiles because the real estate is not stolen. Meaning. Stealing and does not have an effect in it. It still remains the original owner. So there's no such thing as yish. Shin reshus yish and shin yashem by karka. Because of the calling of some gesher, if somebody stole trees, palm trees, and made for them a bridge, also have a loving allah to use the bridge. Local machinery and acquire them by changing them. Because the shin returns to the original state. It was wood and could return to be wood. Only if he didn't make from them beams or boards. Carson Lechulios, he cut them into sections, the small parts, the ancient shame mice, and the machinery. He made them into beams or boards. It is a change in their status, not in their status, a change in their physical appearance. Steve Chess. Bedavka shagesh alu adayin shel gazlan. That's only if the bridge still belongs to the robber. I'm a soul robin. If you gave it to the masses, now you're allowed to benefit from it. To have a yush in your shoes, because then there's yush wishing your shoes changed in its jurisdiction. Even though when you originally stole them, they're connected to the ground and kaka and exiles, real estate can't be stolen. Nevertheless, when he cut them, when he chopped them down, they become like objects. Anything similar. It once becomes the bridge, highway for the masses. Hey, but I feel it's a slow bit of a gazel, even something which is not robbed. Also, that's me a gazel with money. Now, do I benefit from the gazel's monetary acquisitions? Because anything he possesses, if the assumption is all of his money is robbed. Even though the gazel has been changed, and he himself is acquired by shinui. Shini Hashem, or Shini Maisa, which is even Shini Rishos, Shini Rishos requires the definition of leaving the jurisdiction of the Ganav, but if it has a different name or has a different physical form, so then it's even the Gaza could acquire it. Nevertheless, he hasn't given back money to the person whom he robbed. How can I benefit from money of a violation? Even though we know that a purchaser acquires through Yush and changes jurisdiction, even though he knows it's the stolen, robbed, that's true, he acquired it as acquisition. He did a problem, he committed a violation. If the Gazlan has a minority of monetary acquisitions, which we know are not robbed, even though most of his money is robbed, you're allowed to benefit him, unless you know this specific thing, something which he robbed. To buy something where there's a suspicion that it's robbed, and these Bibles assume some people prohibit this, then in this case, you can't assume it's from the minority. So some say the Shom and Isagankin. Also, the prohibition is only Elik Shaloni's Bar Sheshlo Mila Makasha. We don't know he has a minority of legitimate acquisitions. I wish he's Bar Gam Bisham with over there, but we also know that he's a minority of legitimate acquisitions. Okay, that's the smile that has. So why don't we go to the majority, which is, we know, is from violations. Nearly, it seems in Nation Kazakh Komaj Nim Tatar Yadam Shoshalo. There's an assumption, chazaka, that anything which a person possesses is his. Rock me nation say Yishim Musol the Gazal Mechitzkasa. But this person, because he's a known robber, he lost his chazaka. He lost that assumption. So therefore, he has a minority, which we know is his. We assume that everybody take from him Areu Chavik Chazkasa called him subject to chazaka, like any person's property. Came into the Shalitin, which doubles the goals of the other, since we don't know this specific thing is a robbery in his hands. For me, in Smoke Mutal Chazaka, we say, in this case, we juxtapose and combine the minority with the Chazaka, Isle Ruba, and it damages the Rove. The Rove is therefore not operative. But then, also, in Prince, we don't follow the majority in matters of money. When there's a chazaka, this guy has a chazaka. He has the assumption that his money is his. It's a little bit difficult. As an analogy for this, let's say it's a complicated case to prove from. If you have a non-Jews who came to the city and raided the city. There are no places for people to die. So all the wives of Kohanim see are considered to be usher because we're afraid that they were raped by the conquerors. But if there's one hiding place in the entire city, we say, oh, maybe all the wives of the Kohanim hid in that hiding place one after another, and therefore it saves all of them. So therefore they're all mutter their husbands. But so similar here, maybe that money, the Maori money, was. The people are taking for that over and over again, and therefore it means that the money is not prohibited in benefit. Okay, so it's a case of like this. Magbul chas metzel koanos lachshir. Most of them even has a siman zayin. Vav kavim mach kosan the megazin shkom amono osel lehenos menu. this, like we wrote by God's and all of his money now to benefit from, I feel we should require Kona Dover, but she didn't even require it by making a change. The guy goes to the Shum Dover also with us to according to another by eight rim. And then I'm Shalomar, but it's possible to say, even though the Shakona Gazan Sagzay de Shinui, that if it's known that the Gazan acquired this object by a Shinui, Mutsa Lenos Mani allowed to benefit from it. Losu Chazal Lenos Mishalo El Mishum Chashash Amadai Lokuna Bashinui. The reason why Chazal forbade you to write learning from it is because we're afraid maybe he hasn't yet acquired by Shinui. Vegam Zek Shachasa Torah, so also knows Shum Dover Migana Begazan, also that which the Torah wrote, that you're not allowed to buy anything from a Ghana or a Gazan. That's because we say this is the stolen object itself. Certainly, it's not clear if we can rely on this. Zay, may I just discuss in Gazlanian people who are assumed to be robbers, Cheskas, Komon, and Gazel, and the assumption that all the money is robbed money, Neshmachtam, Lechus, Gazlanian, because their craft is the craft of robbers. Going to listen to my Moksim. Such bandits and tax collectors also announced maybe not also I benefit from them. The definition of this craft is that it's robbery. I feel most of bait them even money in their house also announced that I benefit from it. But to exchange coins by them. You can only not exchange from the box which is in front of them. In which they take the taxes, they should call b'cheskes there because we assume it's all stolen. I'm most sure based on money which he has in his house or b'shuk in the marketplace. Shlo b'tes and also not in the tax box. Mutzal achliv allowed to exchange. Came in the einzan nog more since it's not absolute benefit since you're not really taking anything from him which you didn't have previously. Lechmir was no bo kokach. They were not so machmirnis. Can I feel mitevas mechsunu so? So even from the tax box, you mechayv lost this little chassi dinner. If you have to give the tax collector this thief half a dinner, pay a dinner, you only have a dinner, no slow law, you can give him the dinner of Lokhamina Khatsi dinner met neba and get your change of half a dinner. Nay Shuba Kamatsi Yods is if you're saving from him. And that he says is a right what he said in Sif Aleph. Okay, amen. That is it for today.